NCBS News is next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. And the weather outlook for the KIXI listening area calling for increasing cloudiness with chance of a few showers tomorrow. Partial clearing tomorrow afternoon and cooler. Partly cloudy on Tuesday. The highs in the upper 50s, lows in the lower 40s. 30% chance of rain tomorrow, dropping off to 20% by tomorrow night. And currently in downtown Seattle, it's 65 degrees. The time, 11 p.m.
CBS News. Secretary of State Kissinger hosted a dinner for China's vice premier Sunday night in New York, and a State Department spokesman says there were very friendly talks and a good review of Sino-American relationships. The spokesman also says both leaders confirmed that relationships continue on the friendly course set forth 2 years ago when President Nixon visited China. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Kissinger is scheduled to address the UN General Assembly Monday on economic problems. The United States is the last of the major powers to be heard at the special UN session on raw materials and development. Later in the day in the Security Council, debate is scheduled on Lebanon's complaint over Israel's retaliatory strike into Lebanon last Friday. Some analysts in the State Department are quoted as saying they think Yitzhak Rabin is the likeliest person to assume control of a new Israeli government. Rabin is a former ambassador to the United States, and he was a military hero in the 1967 war. Rabin has the support of some Labor Party members. Labor Party leaders were told Sunday by Israel's president that they have 10 days to decide on a plan to select a new premier, or else the right-wing opposition party will be given a chance to form a government. The Justice Department has released a study which shows crime in the country's largest cities is more prevalent than official figures show. CBS News legal correspondent Fred Graham reports.
The Justice Department's Law Enforcement Assistance Administration revealed the results of the first study in which the official crime reports were checked by knocking on doors and asking people if they were victims of crimes. This was done by the Census Bureau in the nation's five largest cities, and it revealed that there were 2.5 times as many crimes in 1972 as were reported by the police. Instead of 1.2 million crimes as reported, there were 3.1 million. Detroit had the highest crime rate, 68 crimes per 1,000 people, followed by Philadelphia with 63, Chicago 56, Los Angeles 53, and New York 36. In Philadelphia, there were almost 4 crimes for every 1 officially reported. In Detroit and Los Angeles, it was 3-1, and in Chicago and New York, 2-1. Nationally, only about 1 out of 4 thefts were reported. People said they didn't know or couldn't prove who did it, or it just wasn't important enough. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
More news in a minute.
Banks have their boardrooms, hotels have their ballrooms, but one of the best-known rooms in the country is Project Hope's Room A. Here is where Americans as groups and as individuals send their contributions to support the work of Project Hope. It may be a check for $5,100 from a college group who held a hike for Hope. It may be $2.95 for a 10-year-old who saved it up from summer jobs. It may be a check for $10 from a retired school teacher. It may be $400 raised by a teenager in Massachusetts whose carnivals for Hope have become an annual event in his neighborhood. Every contribution, large and small, helps Hope continue its programs of treating the sick and training medical personnel to improve health care in many countries.
Health is what Hope's all about. Help Project Hope reach out.
Help Hope reach out. Write to one of the best-known addresses in the country. Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
Vice President Ford told CBS News on Sunday night that he was asked both by the White House and some members of the House Judiciary Committee to act as an intermediary last week to prevent the committee from subpoenaing some 40 tapes and documents from the president. Ford says he was trying to promote a White House compromise to provide transcripts of some of the tapes as soon as they could be transcribed. Ford told CBS News correspondent Phil Jones that he felt many committee members were sympathetic to the proposal, but that time just caught up with them and the committee went ahead with the subpoena. Ford says he is certain that the White House will deliver the materials it has promised, and he says he hopes it will deliver much of the other material. Ford and his wife are spending the week in Palm Springs, California, at the home of Walter Annenberg, American ambassador to England. Mr. Nixon is with his family at the Florida White House this Easter weekend, working and relaxing. The Nixons are expected back in Washington early this week. It was not a peaceful Easter Sunday in Londonderry, Northern Ireland, and Peter Martin tells us about it.
A British soldier on plainclothes undercover work was shot and killed at a provisional IRA parade in Londonderry. The Army admits that two of their men were mingling in the crowd at the IRA parade, that they were carrying cameras and were armed with concealed weapons. The soldiers were probably posing as news cameramen. Suddenly, the two were surrounded by suspicious members of the provisional IRA. One of the British soldiers made a run for it, but was shot and killed on the spot. The Army says their other undercover man was beaten and shot at, but escaped unharmed. The Provisional IRA had just declared a short holiday truce in Londonderry, but warned that they would react if provoked. Meanwhile, the Army here in Belfast is claiming to have arrested a key Provisional while another Provisional IRA parade was in progress. Peter Martin for CBS News, Belfast.
The New Yorker magazine has won two prizes in this year's magazine awards given by Columbia University in the categories of fiction and reporting excellence. Other winners were Newsweek for visual excellence, Sports Illustrated for service to the individual, Scientific American received a prize for public service, and Texas Monthly for specialized journalism. This is Ann Crosman, CBS News.
And CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time is 6 minutes past 11.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the sound of suspense, to the fear you can hear. This time around, we're involved in the supernatural. Any dictionary will give you several definitions. Supernatural, above and beyond the natural order of events. Of or related to ghosts. Behavior caused by the intervention or by the action of a god on earthly affairs. Choose your own definition for this tale we are about to relate.
No. They don't want me here. Something doesn't want me here. Richard, not Richard. April. April is still in his mind. April. No. I don't believe in ghosts. I won't. No. Who's there? Who's there?
Why?
Mystery drama, Here Goes the Bride, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Ruby Dee and Michael Wager. It is sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal, and by new sugar-free Diet 7-Up. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
And now another story of the ball and chain as Kellogg's Special K presents Veronica and Jeff.
Oh, Jeffrey, isn't this romantic? Out in a quiet lake at night with you rowing the boat.
Yes, Veronica, it's really neat.
Jeffrey, what was that?
Frogs.
Frogs that go bong?
They're pretty weird frogs.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're such a card. You have a ball and chain. Like the ones they use in those Special K commercials.
Yes, Veronica, it symbolizes my few pounds of extra weight. But I'm going to get rid of it.
How?
By exercising. You know, like rowing this boat and eating smart at every meal, starting with a Special K breakfast.
You mean a 1 ounce bowl of high-protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, orange juice, and coffee?
Precisely. It's less than 240 calories, and it tastes delicious. It'll help me get rid of this ball and chain.
I'll help too, Jeff. After all, we're all in the same boat.
You have a ball and chain too.
Your happy ending could begin with a Special K breakfast from Kellogg's.
Bigger and better. Eastside Rental in Bellevue, the home of 1,000 rental tools for the man who wants to do it himself around the yard or home. Eastside Rental's new facilities are ultra-modern, assuring you fast service and lots of parking right at their door. Located at 11830 Northeast 8th Bellevue, phone GL4-4088. For you contractors listening, Eastside Rental can help you with that extra heavy-duty equipment you don't want to invest your capital in. They'll fix you up right now. Call GL4-4088. Two locations to serve you. Midlakes on Bellevue-Redmond Road and in Redmond on the Fall City Highway. GL4-4088. They rent most everything and they're open 7 days a week.
The supernatural doesn't always have to presuppose something totally beyond this earth. There are those among us who hover somewhere between earth and sky. The stars who light up our theater marquees or movie screens. All the human beings who have become, by extension, a little larger than life. This is the shocking tale about two of those.
Richard.
Yes, Jenny?
It's such a lovely day. Can't we put the top down?
Well, I don't want to take a chance on being recognized.
Nobody will recognize me.
Just do as I say, please. Oh, sorry to make you do the driving, darling, but that's why I had Juan leave my sister Lisa's car in Monterey. The damn snoop should know by now not to pay any attention to it.
Does your sister look like me, Richard?
Enough from a distance. Same colored hair. But not really. He's attractive enough, I suppose. No, actually, she is very plain, and you.
But she was so beautiful. How could you...
April was April. She isn't in my world or anyone else's anymore. She's dead.
I'm sorry, darling. I shouldn't have brought her up. Oh, we're here already. So... I'm about to see Richard Morgan's folly at last.
Don't let the wall spoil it for you.
Ooh, but it's like a fortress, Bob. Wire, broken glass. And the gate looks as though you borrowed it from the Bastille. Does it all have to be so high?
The price of privacy. What little we could ever get. The fans considered April and myself public property. But we could forget that once we're inside. From there looking out, you can't even see the walls. Open the gate.
I don't think I could even budget it if I knew how.
Not manually. You see the little box on the visor? It's an electric gizmo. Just press the button on it.
It's a magic castle.
Enter, Your Majesty, and long live the Queen. Pull over to the gatehouse. Stop a minute.
Well, what are those, the hounds of the Baskervilles?
They are our guardian angels. They patrol the grounds at night. Juan, amigo, ¿qué pasa con los perros?
They know you are back in casa, mi patrón. They will not be tranquil till they see you for themselves. Bienvenida en casa, señor Morgan.
Muchas gracias, viejo amigo. Darling, this is Juan, el señor Aguilar. Juan, permíteme presentarte con nueva señora. Mi esposa.
Señora Morgan.
Juan, put the top down for the señora. I'll get the dogs quiet.
good to get some fresh air. Well, my husband didn't have any trouble quieting down the dogs. They're not really as savage as they sound. Are they, Juan?
They are trained to kill, Senora. Anyone who does not belong here?
Oh, goodness. I hope they get to know me soon, then.
If they learn to know you belong, you have nothing to fear.
You've been here a long time?
Since the house was first built.
Then you were here from the beginning with Richard's first wife, April.
Si.
A terrible tragedy for all of you. You must have loved her.
She was la Señora de la Casa.
I hope you won't blame me for trying to take her place.
There is no one to take her place.
Conchita.
Si, Señorita.
Here in the hall. Yes, Señorita Morgan.
You didn't take her portrait down.
La Señora?
April? That is her place.
I don't think my brother is going to agree with you. He is bringing home a new bride, you know.
I know.
Didn't he suggest it might be a sensible idea to clear away all the portraits and memories of April from around the house?
The portrait here in the hall is painted on plaster. It cannot be removed any more than her memory can be removed. So it stays. This is her place. No one can take it.
A fresco. Funny, I never realized that. Because it's framed, I suppose.
It was El Patron's idea for the wedding present. His way of saying, here is my love, which will never die, as it will never die for any of us.
Except for my brother Richard.
Maybe he thinks so, maybe not. But once he returns again, I think he will know. There is only one, La Señora.
Now you're really going to see what Bon Repos is all about. I'm going to drive slow so you can drink it in. Look.
Oh, it's breathtaking.
That's Bon Repos.
Not only the house, but the cliffs. And that wild leap off into the Pacific and all the way to the horizon. Oh, I love it.
I hope you'll be able to.
But I do already. Except
what?
Well, the rest of it is all so vast that suddenly the house seems small. Now, the closer we get, I realize how huge it is.
Well, it's rambling. Started from small beginnings and then just kept on growing.
Looking at that main house, it wasn't all that small.
Well, for its day it was. Big families then. All that's left of mine I see clustered on the porch, my sister.
And the lady with her?
That's our housekeeper, Conchita Aguilar. She's Juan's wife.
I have no one, but at least you have a sister. It makes me feel a lot less like an orphan. And the house is so lovely. I hope I've come home.
I told you when we came back to America that would be your decision. Jenny, for many reasons, it's not going to be an easy one. But just give it a chance.
I'll welcome it, Richard. If only it will welcome me.
We flew straight from Japan to San Francisco. Then drove down to Monterey to pick up the car.
Well, it's so good to see you. Your bride is lovely. But you could have let us know about the wedding.
Lisa, I wanted to keep it private, so we just sneaked off.
More coffee, Jenny? Richard?
No, I think I'll have some brandy. How about you girls?
Not for me.
I pass.
Oh, it's a magnificent night. There's going to be a full moon. Damn, dogs are all stirred up again. Jenny?
Yes, Richard?
Want to walk down with me and start making friends with them?
Well, I'm a little tired tonight. I bet I'd make a better dog pal by daylight. Well, why don't you go ahead while I go up and get ready for bed? Well, you're the one they're calling for anyway.
I've missed them. And it's nice to have been missed. Would you mind? I won't be over half hour.
I'll be waiting for you when you get back.
I'll close the French windows. Don't forget to lock them, Lisa.
No, no, leave them open. The breeze is wonderful. I'll see they get closed, Richie. I've been taking care of that for the last year.
Take care of my bride, too, Lisa. Good night to you, Lisa. I'll see you later, Jenny.
Well, a very sexy goodbye.
Your brother is a very sexy man. Why, hadn't you noticed? Well, why should I be the only woman in the Northern Hemisphere to have it escape me?
Oh, Lisa, it's what makes my blood run cold sometimes. That and April.
She can scarcely run you much competition anymore.
Because she's dead.
She is?
Well, not really. In so many ways, I'm terribly naive growing up in Japan, knowing so little of my native country. I was always aware that Richard Morgan was a star. After all, he was in Japan to make a movie. And I knew he'd been married for many years to April Sanders. It was only after I'd married Richard and come back to America that I began to realize I'd married into royalty. Not only that, but I'd rushed blindly into marrying the king without seeing that the queen is not dead.
Oh, Jenny, don't be silly. The queen is very dead.
Not in most people's memories. How did it happen, Lisa? How could that vibrant, overwhelmingly wonderful woman have met her death?
Want to take a little walk, Jenny?
I could use some air. Which way do we go?
Oh, towards the sea. There's enough moonlight to light the way. Are you cold?
Lord, no. I welcome the breeze. Well, where are you taking me?
To the end of the world.
What?
Well, where April ended hers. You wanted to know how it happened, didn't you?
I think I've gone far enough, Lisa.
Only a few steps.
What is this path? I mean, somebody cut it out of solid rock.
It's called the Seven Steps to Heaven. More like 70. Richard had them cut for April on their 7th anniversary. You'll see why now as we come out on the ledge. Oh, it's windier tonight than I thought. Most days it's calm up here. The sun pours down. You can lie out here on the ledge with the sea 400 feet below and drench in the sun as though you were the only person in the world. April treated this as a shrine. She was an inveterate sun worshiper.
But it's sheer heaven, bathed in moonlight.
If you look up.
Well, I can't see too much of the shadows looking down.
The rocks are as jagged as teeth. 400 feet straight down. This is right where she fell. Spread-eagled on the rocks, broken and mangled, but speared by the sharp edges so even the restless sea couldn't wash her away.
Oh, my God, Lisa. How could she have gone close enough to fall?
She didn't fall.
But the papers
said she... That's the story that was given out. Conchita believes it. Richie claims he does. Others are not so sure. Come on, this place gives me the heebie-jeebies. Let's get back to the house before Richie sets those damn dogs loose.
Oh, excuse me, I was just turning down the bed.
Which I'm sure you're quite ready to roll into, Jenny. Good night, dear. Welcome home, such as it is.
Good night, Lisa.
See you whenever. Don't feel there's anything to get up for.
Will there be anything else, madame?
No, thanks, Conchita.
Then I will say buenas noches, madame.
Wait a minute.
Si, madame?
Madame is not a Spanish word. Why do you call me that?
What would you have me call you?
Well, since I am Richard's wife, shouldn't it be señora?
In this house, there was only one señora.
But she's dead.
Jamás en el corazón. Never in the heart for anyone who knew her. Buenas noches, madame.
Richard? Richard, are you awake?
Huh?
It's her. It's April. Oh, my God. Stay awake.
Jenny, Jenny, what is it?
Listen, don't you hear?
Hear what? There's nothing.
But there was...
What is it, darling? You look as though you'd seen a ghost.
Not seen. I heard. It was her. April, your wife.
Be quiet.
You're my wife. April is dead.
But she still doesn't want me here. Nobody does.
Not a very auspicious housewarming for poor Jenny at Bon Repos. Bon Repos. A reasonable translation of the French is sweet dreams. But there will be few sweet dreams for Jenny, at least this night. As for others, we'll find out when we return shortly with Act Two.
Ooh, somebody's been drinking my sugar-free diet 7-Up, and it's all gone.
Oh, actually, I saved a little.
Oh, a bear!
Hiya, Goldie, what's brewing?
That's Miss Goldilocks to you.
Oh, come on, kid. You mean you don't remember me? The cottage, the three chairs, the porridge?
Baby bear!
In the fur. Been a long time, Goldie.
But baby bear...
Just call me BB.
You drank all the sugar-free diet 7-Up, and I have to conduct another diet drink taste test today.
Well, yeah, I saw the sign on the door, a professional taste tester, huh?
But how can I conduct my taste test now?
Why bother? I tried those other diet drinks, too. You'll notice there's still plenty of them around. Why not ask me?
Well, okay, BB. Tell me. Why did you drink all the sugar-free diet 7-Up?
I like the taste. Light, fresh, natural, sugar-free diet 7-Up is definitely unbearably delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anyone con you into thinking it's wrong to turn in a heroin pusher. You're not ratting. You're doing your part to wipe out one of the most insidious epidemics racking our country today. So don't let anyone kid you. If you really care about the quality of life, if you really care about improving society, you'll do everything you can to get the heroin pusher off the street and into jail where he belongs. If you have information about a drug pusher, use the heroin hotline. The number is 800-368-5363. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country. The number again is 800-368-5363. A trained operator will answer your call, take your information, and pass it on to experienced federal agents who will investigate. You'll make your own special contribution toward helping us wipe out what President Nixon has called public enemy number one. Call 800-368-5363.
By the fresh light of a clear morning, with the wind stilled and the sunlight flooding all the dark corners, Bon Repos is a little more worthy of its name. But Richard Morgan is having a difficult time selling that to his still shaken bride.
Let a little light in. You'll feel better, Jenny.
No, Richard. I'm still not over last night. Who was it?
Darling, it wasn't anybody.
You still say you didn't hear it, that awful sobbing.
It was nothing but the wind. Sometimes it sighs and moans all around the house, and you'd swear it was a human voice. But look. Not a whisper this morning. Even the ocean's like glass. Today you'll understand why I love this house so much.
Richard, come here. Beside me on the bed.
All right, darling.
I know you love Bon Repos, but...
But what?
Richard, please, I don't want to live here.
Why not?
Darling, try to understand. I don't feel I belong here. I know Juan and Conchita seem to resent me.
Have they said anything?
No, not in so many words. It's just a feeling I get. I'm not wanted.
That isn't true.
Richard, don't you see... It's her house. It was her family's house to begin with. She's here still. She'll never leave it. She'll haunt me every minute I'm in it. Please, take me away from here.
All right. If that's what you want, I'll sell the damn place, tear it apart stone by stone.
Richard!
Oh, Jenny, my darling, look, it's just the time lag, the long flight from Japan, days and nights turned upside down. I'm going to have Conchita bring us a breakfast up to the room. We'll have it out on the veranda. Give you a chance to get a good look at Juan's landscaping, all that riot of color, bougainvillea, poinsettia, camellia against the green. Maybe that'll change your mind about poor old Borupol.
Darling, I know how much you love it, but...
Oh, come on, Jenny. Give it a chance. A few more days, a week. Give it a chance to cast its own peculiar spell.
All right, darling. Go get us some breakfast. I'll wash up and brush my teeth and get rid of some cobwebs while you're gone.
Jenny.
Yes?
I love you, Mrs. Morgan.
That's who I am, and I love you, my husband.
Conchita.
Si, patron.
Come over here in the alcove. What the hell happened last night?
I couldn't help it. She woke up, started to scream, and then to sob. You heard?
The whole house must have heard. Why didn't you stop her?
I did as soon as I could.
You know, I don't want my wife to know about her being here.
I know.
Then keep her quiet. Got sedatives. That's your job. And I want my new wife made welcome.
That is not my job.
Then I'll find someone else for it.
You would drive Juan and me from this house?
We'll talk about this later. For now, bring breakfast to the veranda for the señor and me.
Si, señor.
Where's my sister?
In her room, I think.
Muy bien.
Come in. It's open. Richard, I didn't expect to see you this morning.
Why not?
Well, after all, brother mine, a new bridegroom.
I'm an old bridegroom by now.
Yes, maybe she is a touch young for you.
Damn you, I didn't mean that.
I didn't mean what I said either. I was only teasing you. She's a lovely girl. She's sunny and free and unspoiled.
I want to keep her that way. What the devil am I going to do about her? Upstairs there, you heard her last night.
Well, you know my feelings on the subject. Get rid of her. For good.
I can't. After all, it's partly her house. God, why won't she die?
It would be a neat solution to it all, wouldn't it? But it seems she just won't. I'm afraid you're stuck with her as long as your conscience holds you back.
Please, for God's sake, don't tell Jenny about her.
Just how long do you think you can keep her secret?
Oh, I don't know. All I need is a few days, a week. By then, one way or another, it won't matter.
Are you going to start country hopping again, or are you going to stay home and make some nice, solid American movies?
Well, that depends on my negotiations in the next week or 10 days.
Jenny, you're not eating your steak. Want it on the fire a little more?
No, thanks. I really ate too much of that wonderful salad. I don't think I could eat another thing.
Conchita?
Si, senor.
I think you can clear the table. You want dessert, dear?
I don't think so. Lisa, please forgive me, but I'm so full of sand, sea, air, and scouting the property that I'm really bushed. Would you excuse me?
Of course, Jenny. Get a good sleep.
I'll see you upstairs, darling. Shall I have Conchita bring us some coffee?
Oh, no. I just want to sleep and make up for the last few days. You don't have to come up.
Try and keep me away. Night, Lisa.
Night. See you tomorrow. I feel like such a party pooper.
Lisa, forgive us. I'm bushed myself. Darling, you're positively weaving.
Well, I feel a little high or low or something.
Well, here, how about my arm for support?
I'd love it.
No good?
No, fine. I was just... She was so lovely, Richard.
Huh? Oh, April, the fresco. That damn thing, I wish I'd never dreamed it up. I promise you it'll be removed or covered as something.
Oh, no, darling, it's too lovely to destroy. Besides, no matter what you do or anyone tries to do, the memory of April Sanders and our time can never be wiped out or erased. It's something we both have to live with.
She was like Jean Harlow, Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor. She belonged to the public.
But you had her painted to endure forever.
But are you sure the dog was poisoned?
That's enough, you two! Silencio!
What was all that arguing about?
Nothing. Trouble with one of the dogs. Come on, Jenny. Let's have some morning coffee and juice and get back to normalcy.
Well, what's the matter with the dog?
Here's your juice. Oh, it's what I've been trying to steel myself to weed out. He's a maverick, or was.
What do you mean?
Well, some dogs take to training, some don't. This one, well, just never did. He was unpredictable and a natural-born scavenger. He picked up something from the garbage with a botulism, I guess. Anyway, he died this morning.
But what could a dog...
Now, look, don't take on about it. I'm going down to bring up some eggs and bacon. Why don't you set the table for us on the veranda?
Of course, darling. The steak. I didn't eat. Is that what poisoned him? Oh, God, help me to know what to do. I love my husband, but every instinct in me tells me to run. Run for my life.
Yep. Sure, JB. No, I don't like it, but if it's the only way, I'll be there. Yes, right away. I'll drive down. It's almost dark already, so I'm not taking much of a chance. What? Well, yes, thanks, yes. I'll stay with you overnight and come right back.
You're going to Los Angeles?
Oh, just overnight, darling.
But take me with you.
Oh, Jenny, I can't. This is all strictly business.
And I stay here alone?
I'm not alone. Lisa's with you. Oh,
thank God for that.
You have nothing to worry about.
Of course I haven't. Go, do what you have to do and come back to me safe.
And you stay safe for me to come back to.
Well, wouldn't you know, the moment my brother cuts out, the local electricity has to fail. Here's your candle, Jenny. Want me to come in with you?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, there are plenty of others in the candelabra. They can burn all night.
I won't need them. That good night drink we had has curdled my brain.
No, me too. I know about you, but I'm sailing. Maybe there was something in Conchita's Aros Compolio, but I'm positively lightheaded.
Well, whatever it was, thank God for small favors. I'll sleep sound tonight. If I can just find the bed. Ooh, I'm really high as a kite. And no reason for it. Whatever it is, don't let Conchita see me like this. See me to bed, Lisa. No. No. They don't want me here. Someone. Something. But who... Conchita, Juan, Richard. No, please, please, not Richard. But April is still in his mind. April. No. I don't believe ghosts. I won't. Who's there?
Towards the bed was the dead woman, April Morgan. But what a travesty of that beautiful woman. A face gaunt and haggard. The eyes staring blankly from the desiccated skin. A hellish ghoul raised from the year-old grave. No wonder Jenny mercifully passed out. We'll return shortly with Act Three.
When you say Budweiser. When you say Bud, you say a lot of things nobody else can say.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
What with all this oil shortage and all, Mrs. and I talking about having our furnace checked out. I wonder what we should do.
I can give you some advice about what to do.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm the man from your Better Business Bureau. Now, it may be true that your furnace is in need of repair or even replacement. But don't be rushed into such a decision. Shop around. Get two or three estimates. Don't sign any contract until you have read and understood it thoroughly. And if the installation requires alterations to your home, be sure a permit has been obtained if required. And don't sign a completion certificate until that work has been satisfactorily completed. Just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
The spectral figure that hovers over Jenny, motionless under the covers, stands as still as the girl lies in the bed. Is her presence as malign as Jenny deems it to be, or as benign as it seems to be?
Hush, child, hush. I mean you no harm.
But you're her. How you must hate me.
Her?
April, his wife.
Oh, no. No, I'm not April. April is dead. She died, you know.
I thought I did. Then who?
I'm her mother. April was my daughter.
You live here?
Yes. Up there.
Then you're the one I heard the other night, sobbing.
Was I? Perhaps I was. I'm very sad, you know.
Because your daughter died.
Because my daughter was killed.
Killed?
What did April have to die for? She had everything to live for. She'd never commit suicide.
But it was an accident, wasn't it?
Oh, April was as graceful as a fawn. She was a dancer, you know. She had an incredible sense of balance. She could never have lost it.
Are you suggesting she was pushed?
Why do you think I'm locked up there in my room on the third floor with Conchita as my jailer?
The housekeeper. Oh,
Conchita is a practical nurse. And I am a prisoner, half the time under sedation, living in limbo, the shut-in to end all shut-ins.
But why?
To keep me from crying it to the skies. To keep the truth buried like me and my daughter. Except that I am on the third floor and April is 6 feet deep. Oh, he was jealous of her. He couldn't stand the fact that she was the talent. She held it all together. She made the legends. And when the truth was coming out that he meant nothing, that she was the star, he had to drag her out of the skies, destroy her, kill her.
Who?
Your new husband, Richard Morgan. That's why I came to warn you. Get out while you can.
Senora, come you are right.
What is it he wants to take from you?
Senora Morgan, open the door.
I'm coming, Juan.
What do you want? Are you rich?
Yes.
Are you coming, Signora?
Then run like the wind. He will kill you. Just as he did April.
Are you all right, Jenny? Are you all right?
I'll do. The lights are on again.
Yes.
What happened to April's mother?
Juan has taken her back to her room. She's mad, you know. She's quite mad.
She accused Richard of killing April.
It's her obsession. She should be institutionalized, but Richie, well, he could never hurt a fly.
But I don't understand why. Now what?
Headlights coming up the drive. Must be Richie. I better go down and let him in.
For God's sake, don't be terrified of me, Jenny.
Well, I don't mean to be. I don't know what's the matter with me.
No, look, April's mother must have shaken you.
Well, why would you have kept it a secret?
Look, I'm exhausted, and you're tired. Must we go through it tonight?
I don't think we can go through any other night if we don't.
Okay. It all has to do with, well, living a legend. April was a star, a sex symbol developed by the studios. I was a stage actor with a gift of reasonable looks and an unusual voice. Separately, we had great success. But together, when we did get together, particularly after our marriage, we became something not only wildly larger than life, but larger than even just plain stardom. Our own lives disappeared, replaced by a storybook romance that our careers had to conform to, despite the fact that we had learned, not to hate each other, but that we had no love left.
You didn't love April.
Jenny, I couldn't stand her. She was selfish, avaricious, demanding, petty, an impossible woman.
So you got rid of her?
You don't believe that?
No. Oh, no, Richard.
But how did April really die?
I wasn't asking
that. No, you don't have to. Half the world has speculated on that. Her mother thought I killed her. Still thinks so. Conchita and Juan know it was an accident. Lisa has her own theory. Something to do with April's star complex and the wild winds that sometimes blow across the headlands.
And you?
I think she committed suicide. Buenos dias, Conchita.
Buenos dias, senor.
You can serve breakfast for all of us, and where's Juan?
In the south garden.
Will you tell my wife when she comes down where I am?
Si, senor. Patron?
Yes?
Will you close up the house?
If I'm going to save my new marriage, I think I must. I'm not going to argue the facts. But it's quite clear that Jenny doesn't fit here.
I'll have some juice and coffee, Conchita.
Si, senorita.
Oh, and for Senora Morgan, too.
Si, senorita.
Morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Lisa.
Oh, heavenly day. Breakfast is on the way.
Where's Richard?
Oh, off on the ground somewhere. Want to go look for him?
I would like to get some air.
Well, then let's go. Did you finally get some sleep?
Yes.
Well, with the new day, if you're smart, you'll make up your mind to get out of here and have Richard all to yourself.
But what will you and Conchita and Juan and Mrs... Isn't that terrible? I don't even know April's mother's name. Oh, what will all of you do?
Oh, life goes on. We'll manage and adjust. We might even be able to do it here in time.
Oh, no, Lisa, I never could. This isn't my place. It's April's.
It wasn't hers either.
But I thought it was originally her family's.
That's why her mother is still...
It was a run-down, no-account mess. The stucco peeling, the plumbing, antediluvian, the gardens, a shamble. Richie cured all that. He's marvelous with his hands, and his imagination knows no bounds. He made Bonrepaux what it is. It's all his.
I can appreciate that, Lisa, and I know how beautiful it is, but it's dark and sinister to me. Nothing will ever change that. I remember that first evening when you took me to Seventh Heaven.
Yes.
That was the mark of what was wrong here. Such free, wild beauty, but somehow it was evil and destructive.
Oh, Jenny, that's not fair. You went by moonlight. You knew a tragedy had occurred there, but Seventh Heaven is just what its name implies, especially on a day like today with no wind and the sun riding high. Come on, let me show you.
No, thanks.
Jenny, you hold a lot of fates in your hand. Among them mine. I don't want to leave here. Give me a chance to show you. Cobwebs cleared away. It's not such a bad place to live.
Conchita?
Si, senor.
Where is the senorita?
They went out in the garden towards the water.
They?
Your sister and your wife.
Didn't they know breakfast was ready?
I think... The Senorita Morgan seemed to want to take the Senora to the water. I should not say this, but I have a sensation. You should go quickly after them.
I really don't know why you insisted on me coming up here. I won't change my mind, Lisa.
Even now, looking out here at that incredible view?
I told you, I didn't like heights.
You know, Jenny, you're a little person with no stature.
Well, I wouldn't quite agree.
Like April, really, for all her cheap beauty. She just couldn't measure up. And I had to sit by and take the fact that she had cheated and stolen Richie away from me.
What?
My brother? Oh, does that shock you? I've loved Richie longer and deeper than all of you. How much have I gotten in return? Do you have any notion how I hated that smug, superior, super-adulated April? Would you be very surprised to find out that she didn't fall or stumble or take her life when she blew off here into eternity? She was hastened, Jenny, pushed, shoved by me. Just as you're going to be.
Why? Even allowing for what you confess, how can you hate me?
Because you are far worse than April. He really didn't love her. They were a team. He was trapped. He had to stick with her. But you... No, you're different.
Because he loves me?
Because with you, there's no chance for me. There's no chance at all.
How could there ever be?
I don't have to share his bed, only his life. I could have been the one to care for him, to console him, to love him. Love him, damn you. It'll never be you. Never anyone.
Lisa, wait, wait. Be reasonable.
You can't stand against me any more than April could. You are going over, down the rock.
Look, put that grass break down.
It's a marvelous weapon. Hang on to it if you want to. Take it with you, but you're going.
Hey, Jenny, you up there?
Yes.
Too late.
Listen, hurry.
If I cannot have you, nobody can.
Oh, for God's sake, Lisa, what are you doing?
Oh.
Give me that there.
Lisa, no. Oh, my God. What can I say?
Nothing. Nothing.
But your sister.
I loved my sister either more or less than my first wife. I can't mourn either one of them. Jenny, it's too important to celebrate you. It'll take some time to straighten out my affairs, but once we do, you and I are going to enjoy our private life.
You'll still be public property.
No. My new deal as a director. I'll never act again.
Not even for me?
For you. For you, I'll be whatever you desire. This affair is finally beginning. It will end only the same way. Finally. Which is forever.
I love you forever.
That's what I just said.
The walls still stand about Bonrepo, but the barbed wire and broken glass are gone from the parapets. The gates stand invitingly open, and the dogs are gone. In the bright sunshine, the dark memories, too, are fading, and the clean winds from the sea have washed away the cobwebs. Once again, the old house lives up to its name. I'll be back shortly.
This is Chris Schenkel for the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. You know, you get used to looking at sports one way from up here in the booth, and sometimes we're inclined to overlook the importance of sports from another point of view. And that's from the point of view of kids. You know, a child doesn't have to be a natural athlete or a super performer on the field to be physically fit. Any child, boy or girl, can be in shape. And the best way is through a regular, vigorous program of physical education in our schools. Fitness at an early age, doctors tell us, can have a lot to do with a child's future health as an adult. Fitness can help them become more mentally alert, better achievers, more outgoing, and happier. Yes, so often we overlook the need to educate a child's body as well as his or her mind. So we urge you to support the physical education programs in your schools and to make sure your kids are getting the kind of instruction they need. For more information, write to the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, Washington, D.C., zip code 20201.
So again, we return full circle to our definition of the supernatural as it applies to tonight's tale of or related to ghosts, behavior caused by the intervention or by the action of a god on earthly affairs. Well, April Sanders was both ghost and, by our modern standards, goddess. But her reign is over, and so is our up-to-date fable of Richard and Jenny. Our cast included Ruby Dee, Michael Wager, Terry Keane, Bryna Rayburn, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
It was more than a promise.
Eddie.
It was an oath.
Look, Eddie.
No, you look, Tom. You look back. That mound of dirt in that prison camp. In Korea. You look back and see three guys. We three guys were kneeling next to that mound of dirt. Because it's Hennessy's grave. Look back and hear us. Hear us swear never to rest. Never to stop. Never to know a moment's peace until we kill Robert Joseph Myers. Eddie. How could we just kill him? How? Simple. Blow his brains out.
You live in another world, whether you realize it or not. Now, you just don't go around killing people.
But there are people who have to be killed, Tom.
You're not in combat. The war's over.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
CBS News, coming up shortly on KIXI. CBS News is next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. A busy day is coming up for diplomats at the United Nations. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The UN Security Council today holds an urgent session called by Lebanon. The debate will center around Friday night's Israeli raids into southern Lebanon. The Israelis said they carried out the raids as a warning to Lebanon to curb terrorism. The raids followed an Arab commando raid on a village in northern Israel that left 18 persons dead. Israel claims the terrorists crossed into Israel from southern Lebanon. The UN General Assembly today will hear an address by Secretary of State Kissinger. The Secretary will also meet privately during the day with several foreign diplomats who are in New York for UN activities. Kissinger last night hosted a dinner for diplomats from China, including that country's vice premier. Afterwards, the Secretary said it was a very friendly session and a good review of Chinese-American relations. Yesterday, Kissinger met in Washington with the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. They were talking about a proposal from Syria to disengage Israeli and Syrian forces along the Golan Heights. That issue appears more crucial than ever due to serious new fighting along the heights this past weekend. Both sides admitted taking heavy casualties in what appears to be the heaviest Mideast ground and air action since the war last October. Israel claims the Syrians tried to take the strategic Mount Hermon, but were either wiped out or driven off. Syria claims it shot down four Israeli warplanes in the fighting, but Israel says none of its aircraft was lost. More news after this message.
Hi, I'm Hal Linden. There's a lot of talk these days about America's energy crisis. Talk about doing without heat, about doing without our cars, about what's going to happen if we run out of fuel. Well, we may not have to run out of fuel if we all work together to conserve the fuel we have. That means turning your thermostats down to 68 degrees during the day and turning them down to 60 at night. It means turning off lights, TV sets, and electrical appliances the minute we're finished with them. It means driving no faster than 50, starting or joining carpools, avoiding the kind of stop-and-go motoring that eats up gas by the gallon. In short, it means saving every ounce of energy we can, every chance we get. So please, do your part to make the fuel supply stretch a little further. For your own sake, don't be selfish. Don't be foolish. Don't be fuelish.
This message from the Federal Energy Office and the Advertising Council.
One member of the House Judiciary Committee says the presidential impeachment inquiry is concentrating on criminal allegations. Democrat Elizabeth Holtzman of New York was asked what she thinks would be proper grounds for impeachment.
My standard, I think, would be that I...